Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
If you're sick and tired of winter, raise your hand. See, 90% of people's hands go up out there.
I like it. I love winter. I hope it lasts all year. I hope it's freezing all year.
You can go to Narnia for that.
Ed, I don't like.
I don't think that's what Tim was thinking.
I don't like what you just said, and I don't like the way you said it.
Yeah, I don't like your attitude.
I don't like your attitude. I think you need to join the vast majority of us who are ready for winter to leave. We're ready for some green grass, some warm weather,
and some golfing. That's what you're getting at.
Yes, that's my ultimate destination right there. Is hitting the links. I want to have some nice weather to golf, but I do care about the fishermen.
Yes.
And
I'm sure
I do care about the gardeners out there,
yeah.
People who have other reasons besides golf to get outside,
yeah,
and enjoy the great outdoors. All right, so hope that you're having a great day. You're listening to American Family Radio. Our email address, if you want to send us something positive and encouraging, is comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net is our email address. Walker's got us humming on Facebook, don't you, Walker?
That's right. We're live streaming on Facebook. You can watch the show there and comment. Got a lot of folks sharing their thoughts on our Today's Issues Facebook page.
Are they being positive and encouraging?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like
we have some great viewers. And, yeah.
Okay. All right. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Steve Jordahl has taken the seat where Fred Jackson once was. Fred's gone back to his office to get back, giving us the news with our news team there here on American Family Radio. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim.
Hey, Steve, last night, on a serious and sad note, I was listening to the news, and and it was being reported, I forgot, I was Fox or somebody, was reporting that there had been a tragic incident in your old hometown, of Colorado Springs last night, right?
Indeed. A police officer, a sheriff's deputy, was killed in the line of duty. He was investigating a stolen car. He and two other officers from the Colorado Springs Police Department, two other officers were injured. We don't know their status right now, although they were not killed. They were being treated. A civilian was also hurt in the shootout. The deputy, whose name was Micah Flick, he was 34 years old. He was killed in the confrontation, and the shooter was killed in the confrontation.
They were stealing.
It's not clear. I mean, they're focusing on the deputy right now, but they were investigating a stolen car. I think they saw a car that was reported stolen.
Gotcha.
They tried to pull it over. And this is at a part of town that is kind of known for a little crime. It's not the better part of town, but he was killed. He survived by his wife, and he has 7-year-old twins. It's just a sad day in Colorado Springs. My heart breaks for my old home.
Yeah.
Just
well, police work, as we say often here, is you don't know what's awaiting you the next day, the next hour.
Which is why they deserve our respect. I understand when people say there's a bad apple here or there, but by and large, our first responders are brave and courageous men and women, and they don't know when they're not. Family doesn't know when their loved one's not going to return.
No. Mm-hmm. So yeah, 7-year-old twins, too. Can you imagine?
Anyway, very sad. What's his name? Family name? We'll ask our listeners to pray for him.
His name is Deputy Micah Flick, F-L-I-C-K.
34 years old, and he passed away.
34 years old, and he died in the line of duty yesterday. It was his 11th anniversary of being on the force that day.
Very sad. But if we don't have police officers and sheriff's deputies and highway patrolmen protecting us, our streets, then we would be living in chaos and complete danger and anarchy.
The thin blue line.
Yeah.
What they call it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Steve. We'll ask our listeners to pray for his family. What's next?
Absolutely. Well, all of the let's talk about can we talk about the Great White North now that our friend and my boss
the
Fred
Great
has
White
left
North, okay,
Canada, America's hat, as my son likes to call it.
Oh, Canada,
America's hat.
Yes.
Oh man. We're talking about Canada.
We're talking about Canada, and Pierre Trudeau, who is their prime minister, was out the other day. He was talking with a group of people, and a young woman got up to talk and ask him a question. It was a town hall type thing, and she wanted to talk about religious nonprofits and could they get a break because Canada is notoriously hard on its religious nonprofits and on religion in general.
Not very tolerant.
Not very tolerant. And so she asked this question, and this is going to be cut for Brent. And this is the question she asked, and this is how Trudeau responded.
Maternal love is the love that's going to change the future of mankind. So we'd like you to look
at that. We'd like to say people kind, not necessarily mankind, because it's more inclusive.
There we go, exactly.
I'm afraid.
And I wanted to bring in now, I should have set this up. We're going to hear Jordan Peterson, who was on Fox and Friends, commenting on this. This is a psychologist up in Canada. So we've already established with this sound that mankind is out. People kind, which we've been saying people kind for years now, right?
And that's the prime minister?
That's the prime minister of Canada.
Trudeau.
Justin Trudeau.
He's 13, right?
he's young.
He's a young guy.
He's young. His father, Pierre Trudeau, was prime minister.
And just
so he's
liberal.
Correcting this woman
right.
in the audience. We don't call it mankind anymore. We call it people kind.
People kind. And then I wanted to play also the psychologist Jordan Peterson, who had something to say about this. This is still forward. Can you pick it up, Brent? Can you play? Just play it again. Play it again.
Love is the love that's going to change the future of mankind. So we'd like you to look.
We'd like to say people kind, not necessarily mankind, because it's more inclusive.
There we go. Exactly.
I'm afraid that our prime minister is only capable of running his ideas on a few very narrow ideological tracks.
Dr. Peterson, I recall you taking some heat because you said you would refuse to use these gender-neutral pronouns.
Well, I actually said that I would refuse to use the pronouns that were mandated by law because they were mandated by law. I feel that it's completely inappropriate of the government to decide what language the citizenry should speak. I didn't want to use language that I thought was generated by radical leftist propagandists, and so I said I wouldn't do it.
That was Jordan Peterson, a Canadian psychologist, commenting.
He's also
on
a professor, I think. Is he a professor at the University of Toronto as well?
I think
well?
He is. Yeah.
He is. I've heard some of his exchanges when he speaks, and then also some interviews. Just watched yesterday an interview with Channel 4, which is a British.
Okay.
Kind of like our PBS
right.
kind of thing.
Everything over there is like our PBS.
Yes.
That's all they right. got.
And this guy Peterson is a rock star.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's a Christian.
He doesn't go quite as far as we do. You heard him say you heard him correct the Fox and Friends host saying, "Well, what I really said was I'm not going to use speech mandated by the government." So what I've heard him say before is when he's interacting with someone one-on-one and someone comes up and says, I'd like you to use the pronoun she to refer to me, he will use that. If a transgender man comes up and the man becoming a woman and says, I'd like you to call me a she, he will do that to her one-on-one. He doesn't take quite as hard of a line as some might want him to, but he is very strong when it comes to free speech and right. what the government is mandating. And as you hear what's happening up in Canada, it's not that far of a stretch, given the past 8 years before President Trump came into office, to say that it could happen here too.
What is wrong with mankind, the expression mankind? Why
it's got the word man in it.
Why is he correcting that woman? Saying, no, we call it people kind.
It's got the word man in it. And the implication is that men are more important than women.
It's not going to, it doesn't include women.
But the funny thing here is Trudeau doesn't know the historical context of mankind.
Right.
Wouldn't surprise
if you look, if you look in historical writings, it refers to the human race, both male and
race. Yeah.
Human race.
Right.
Which is both male and female.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's the way everyone's understood it when you say mankind.
That's because he either doesn't understand or does and doesn't care what the Bible says. Because in the book of Genesis, the word man is Adam, is the name Adam, is equivalent with man. And like you said in Genesis chapter 1, it makes clear that Adam kind is what is technically being said. And when God says, and God made man in his own image, male and female he made them. So the word man does exactly include male and female. So I don't know whether Justin Trudeau doesn't know that because he's ignorant of the Bible, or he does and he doesn't care about what.
This is more gender bending
nonsense
that gets so tiresome in hearing and no intelligent responses usually to these people who say things. You heard the cheering crowd there.
Right.
Wherever he was speaking. What was the woman's comment, though? Didn't she say something about maternal?
Yeah, she was advocating for more government help for a religious nonprofit, and I don't know exactly the nonprofit she was talking about, but it had to do with families and mothers raising their children, and she was saying that...
I got a problem with that, because there's no difference between a man and a woman raising children.
No, you know that...
And to use the word paternal as a male, I have a problem with that, and I wish Mr. Trudeau would have stood up for me right there.
Well, I think he was trying to stand up for you, but you weren't in the room because you were out nursing your child.
No. I mean, I got to change.
Steve, that's disgusting.
I got changing stations, too, you know, in my bathroom. So
you do now.
I don't appreciate him, you know, not standing up for the men.
If you want to go down this road a little further, Peterson was also commenting on a whole other issue, which is a school in... And I
New York, remember,
New York,
yeah,
canceled a father-daughter dance because they didn't want the sons and mothers to be left out. So they're rescheduling it. They're going to call it a caregiver dance or something like
that. Are you
serious? Staten Island, New York, grade school.
And they canceled this. Bite. It's upsetting. They canceled this dance. It's upsetting parents. I've been to a father-daughter dance. It was one of the most memorable times and nights I had with my daughter, Megan. She was, I think, just getting to the end of middle school, so about eighth grade, and she dressed up. She was so, she's gorgeous anyway, but she was so beautiful and took such care with her appearance that night, and I dressed up, and they had a ceremony where I signed a covenant with my daughter that I would protect her, that she, you know, it was a gorgeous night. And I remember that as one of the highlights. And Megan occasionally will bring up that night with me, too. She remembers it fondly as well.
But it was sexist.
Well, it was, apparently. This is what Jordan Peterson had to say about that. This is cut three.
If you're going to cancel everything that's triggering to everyone, then you're going to cancel everything altogether, because there isn't a single thing that anyone can ever say or do that isn't going to offend someone. And the idea that this is being done so that certain people's feelings won't be hurt, I think, is absolutely absurd. It's not compassion and care that's driving this. It's the desire to put forward a very pernicious ideology. And it's being very, very successful in its application. They are a very small, noisy, dangerous minority. And it's really appalling that we're bending over backwards to do their bidding without question, under the name of compassion.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. What's the gentleman's name right there?
That is Jordan Peterson, psychologist up in Canada.
If you go on YouTube, you'll see a number of videos, speeches that he's given, interviews. He's been on panel discussions, and he does an excellent job defending a sane version of this.
So he was talking about, and Fox News there was talking about, a father-daughter dance in Staten Island, New York, that has been canceled.
Yep.
I'm reading now from a Fox News story, the grade school was forced to cancel its annual father-daughter dance because it violated a new school district policy regarding transgender and gender nonconforming students. That the New York Department of Education has directed all the schools in the state to eliminate any gender-based practices. So you can't have a daddy-daughter dance because that is limited, supposedly, to fathers and daughters. And as you said, Steve, what about moms? What about sons? What about people who are gender benders?
Right. Do you remember, it wasn't more than 4 or 5 years ago, and certainly before that, when this kind of stuff was coming up on college campuses? We have Snowflake Files. They still do this, but it was limited to college campuses. And we all laughed at the college kids saying, wow, aren't they going to have a rude awakening when they get into the real world and find out that they can't just say, I want a safe space at work, and, you know, their boss isn't going to let them just go off into a closet. Well, you know what? They took it from the campus and are now forcing it into society.
I wonder if this school has girls and boys basketball teams.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Well, I mean, it's grade school, so I don't know. But I'm sure the district, I'm sure junior high and high school probably does.
Wonder if they have girls and boys restrooms in their schools.
Well, nowadays you don't know anymore.
I don't know about that.
You know, I'm going to safely assume that they do.
Yeah.
I'm marking the hypocrisy of these people because they claim there's no difference between the genders, right? So we want to be gender neutral when our everyday life experience tells us otherwise.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And science and biology proves it otherwise. So we, again, as I've said before, very astutely, I might add, that that political correctness causes you to have to trick your brain.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to fool yourself into believing something you know is not true in the name of what PC would say, a higher good. Okay? So we all pretend, you know, like women and men are equal when we know that women and men are not equal in various ways.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to act like they are. You know, if you put a men's basketball team against a women's high school basketball team and they're your average teams, the men's team's gonna win the game. Okay.
Yeah, all things being typical, you know, kind of thing.
Because they're physically superior to the women. Muscle development, and
speed, and strength, all those things.
All those things that make males.
Yeah.
That's why you have a separation in sports all the way up to the professional ranks.
Right.
Right.
But we all know that. It doesn't diminish the athleticism, and I'm just using athletics as one example here.
Right.
It doesn't diminish the athleticism of females, but they need to go up against females, so it's a fair comparison. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if on that same basketball game you turned your ankle, you'd get better care from the women's team, because women are better caregivers in general.
Yes.
Well, that's a stereotype again. As there a male, I reject.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good caregiver. I'll just let you know right now.
You get up off that couch.
That's
after during the commercial of the Bruins game. You can caretake.
I can caretake. That's right.
If you want to.
That's right.
By the way, this might be a good time to bring up our Chris Woodward is home today with some. He's got a child that has the flu, so he's been busy doing things on the internet.
He's been caregiving? Has he been caregiving?
He's been caregiving, and he does it well. I know him. But he has a trivia question for you in anticipation.
On Tuesday?
I know. We can't do it on Tuesday, but this is in anticipation of Friday so that you can get a head start and, you know.
All right, go ahead.
What is the only country in the world, apparently, that does not let women vote?
The only country in the world that doesn't let women vote.
Yes.
I thought a lot of Muslim countries didn't allow women to vote.
Well,
I don't know if a lot of Muslim countries let anybody vote.
Now, whether or not
they're very equal.
Whether or not the vote counts for something, I can't tell you. But this is according to the research from.
I'll say Iran.
You would be wrong.
It's
really.
One.
He said Iran, he's wrong?
No, he's wrong. According to an article called Things You Need to Know Today, Vatican City is the only place in the world where women cannot vote.
I don't believe that. I think that's wrong. That's the wrong answer. You better research that.
I'll look it up.
Ed's right. I don't think women can vote in Iran.
Hey, one of our listeners,
Saudi Arabia.
One of our viewers on Facebook wanted us to bring up the football player who was killed in the car crash.
Colts. The
Indianapolis Colts player, and weren't there two of them killed?
His driver. An Uber driver, apparently.
And they were standing on the roadside. I read this story, and this happened two days ago, I think, and they were killed by an illegal alien who had been deported twice, right?
Yeah, the gentleman, the linebacker's name, his name is Edwin Jackson. He's a second team. Well, he's not a starter, but he plays a lot. His name is Edwin Jackson. He is a linebacker for the Colts, and his Uber driver, like a taxi service, was also killed. And the story I have in front of me doesn't have his name, but I can find
that. Were they standing on the side of the road?
Like, they were. The car broke down. The Uber car broke down. They were standing on the side of the road.
And this guy was drunk. Who hit him, wasn't he?
The guy, his name is Manuel Ortega Zavala, a Guatemalan national. He had been deported several times from the country, and he was driving without a license. And I understand he might have been impaired.
How do you get away with? I know I'm asking a rhetorical question. If rhetorical means I know the answer to my own question before I ask it, but I'll ask it nonetheless. And that is, how do you get away with being deported from a country and yet being come back in again? And when you're found out, you appear after being deported once. Why isn't there a penalty to pay? You understand my question?
Yeah.
That seems like you're there's no point. Why even deport in the first place? You're wasting time and money. Don't get me wrong, I'm for deportation, but I'm do ask a logical question here, Ed. Why would you deport in the first place if there's no penalty for someone reentering your country upon deportation?
Well, I don't know the answer to the question, because I'm not sure that there might not be a penalty, and then it's just not enforced, you know. Maybe that's different from state to state, because we've all heard stories of.
But that's a federal violation.
Yeah. In terms of, I guess it would be a federal. It would be a federal if the feds deport you.
Right.
Then that means that it's recognized.
I
some states
in an awful lot over. Of places, they don't cooperate, though. This is the whole sanctuary city and state issue.
But he's talking about when they do deport.
Yeah, you do deport, and then they come back again, and they don't have any fear because they can be deported again.
Some of them have been deported seven times.
Yeah, like Kate Steinle was five times. Why did the guy who murdered her? So, if you're not going to – if they've been deported once, that's grace, right?
Yeah.
You've offered them grace by deporting them to their country, their home country, and then if they come back again, you got to hammer them.
Yeah.
You got to put them in jail for 5 years.
Yeah.
That'll stop that mess right there, because it'll get back to the countries that they're coming from. Hey, you can go back again if you want to, but let me tell you, you go back there and get caught, you're in 5 years in prison. Mm-hmm. That'll shut that down.
Right.
Let me just mention that the driver's name, the Uber driver that was also killed, was Jeffrey Monroe, 54, of Avon, Indiana.
So two people died unnecessarily because a fellow was here who had been deported and came back again to our country illegally. True? That's what happened there.
Yeah.
All right, folks, thanks for joining us on today's issues here on the American Family Radio Network. We hope you have a wonderful Tuesday, rest of the Tuesday, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.